During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
For more than 30 years, Sandra Costello's murder belonged to someone else. Investigators spent years trying to pin it on John Bitteroff, a convicted killer from the area who'd already been linked to two other women's deaths. Bitteroff lived in Marionville. He had the profile, he had the proximity, and for a long time, that was enough to keep investigators circling back to him. Even when they couldn't quite make it stick. Meanwhile, according to prosecutors, the man who's DNA ended up on Sandra's body was building an architecture career in Manhattan, commuting from a quiet house on Long Island, raising kids, living completely undisturbed. Sandra was 28 years old when she was found. She had come to New York from Trinidad and Tobago, and if the prosecution's case holds, she wasn't just another cold case. She was the beginning. It was the first documented beginning in this horror story that we're about to break our way through here in the next week or so. We're going to be breaking down the individual stories of all seven of the victims of Rex Zimmerman. But wait, there might be more. Yeah, there might be. We're going to cover the seven that have been confirmed over the next 5 days through seven individual pieces, seven individual monologue commentaries here where we are going to talk about who each individual person was and how they ended up being connected to Rex Zimmerman, because they deserve that. Not just to be lumped in as a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but as a name, an identity, a story of the human beings that they were. Rex Zimmerman was 30 years old back in 1993, not a middle-aged man hiding behind a suburban facade, not a father using his family's travel schedule as cover, just a young architect at the start of his career, and prosecutors allege the start of something else entirely. Here's what makes Sandra's story different from the others in this series and what makes it harder to tell. We know almost nothing about her life. Not in the way we know about Melissa Barthelemy's dream of owning a salon, or Maureen Brainerd Barnes fighting to keep custody of her kids, or Amber Costello's roommates describing her as a kind of person who'd give you the shirt off her back. Sandra doesn't have those details in the public record. What we know is clinical. She was from Trinidad and Tobago. She was living in New York City at the time of her disappearance, and her body was found in November of 1993. That absence of personal detail isn't a footnote, it's the story. Sandra Costello existed in a space where a woman could be murdered. And the full picture of who she was could simply evaporate. No one preserved it. No one amplified it. And for three decades, no one was held accountable for we're ending it. The year is 1993. Think about what that means for the case. There is no Craigslist. There's no back page, no digital trail of burner phones pinging off cell towers and mapping a suspect's movements in real time. The tools that would eventually tie Hierman to the Gilgo 4, the cell phone forensic, the internet search histories, the abandonment DNA from a discarded pizza crust, none of that exists yet. Some of it's science fiction. Most of the population can't contemplate of the tools that will be used as evidence to convict this man, even existing at this point in time. Whatever happened to Sandra happened in an analog world. And the evidence that allegedly connects Hierman to her death comes down to something almost absurdly simple. Hair. Sandra's body was found on November 19th, 1993, by hunters in a wooded area off Fish Cove Road in North Sea in the town of Southampton, not on Gilgo Beach, not along Ocean Parkway, not in the Bramble where the Gilgo 4 would be discovered 17 years later. She was found roughly 60 miles east of where those women ended up. The location alone is part of why nobody connected her to the pattern that would emerge decades later. The geography didn't match. The timeline didn't match. The assumed profile of the killer didn't match. North Sea is out on the eastern end of Long Island, past the suburbs, past the commuter towns, in the kind of area where wooded parcels sit empty for years and bodies can go undiscovered for months. If not for the hunters and their dogs, there's no telling how long Sandra would have lain there. The remoteness of the site suggests someone who knew the terrain, who had a reason to drive that far east, and a familiarity with places where people don't go. According to prosecutors, Sandra had suffered numerous sharp force injuries. The specifics of the crime scene have been held close by the prosecution, but what's been disclosed paints a picture of violence that goes beyond the act of killing. Injuries that suggest rage or control or something worse. And then her case went cold. Investigators explored the Bitteroff connection for years. Bitteroff was convicted in 2017 of murdering two women in the early 1990s, Rita Tangerdi and Colleen McNamee, whose remains were found in Marionville. The geographic overlap was real. The timeline overlapped for a while. Bitteroff was the best theory anyone had for Sandra's death, but they could never make the evidence work. There was no forensic link, no confession, no witness. Sandra stayed in the unsolved column. And then in 2024, Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney's team made an announcement that rewrote the entire Gilgo Beach timeline using advanced DNA analysis, specifically techniques that were not available when Sandra's life ended. They weren't available when the Gilgo 4 were found. It had never been used in a New York courtroom before. Prosecutors said they matched hairs found on Sandra's body to Rex Hierman, with what they described as 99.96% certainty. A second hair recovered from Sandra's remains allegedly matched a female in Hierman's household. According to prosecution findings, two hairs, 31 years later. That's what allegedly tied the earliest known victim to the man prosecutors say went on a killing spree for nearly two more decades. Sit with that for a second. Because the defense had a response to this. And it's worth hearing. Hierman's defense attorney, Daniel Koyish, argued in a January 26 court filing that the prosecution's evidence linking Hierman to Sandra Costella amounts to, in her words, a single hair on a shirt. The defense challenged the DNA technology as novel, untested, and unreliable. They filed a massive, ominous motion seeking to dismiss the Costella charge entirely, arguing the evidence was not legally sufficient to establish the offense. They wanted the grand jury, the minutes of that, open. They wanted the charge thrown out. Defense attorney Michael Brown told reporters that hearing that there were some real significant issues the defense was bringing to the court's attention. Judge Timothy, his response was, "Thanks for that." Drew scattered chuckles in the courtroom. And then the judge denied the motion. The DNA evidence was ruled admissible. The charge stands. One of the many nails in the coffin for Rex Heuermann. But here's something you need to understand about this particular charge and why it carries weight that goes beyond the forensics. If the prosecution is right about Sandra Costilla, it fundamentally changes what this case is. Before Sandra, the Gilgo Beach case was understood to have started in 2007, the year Maureen Brainerd Barnes disappeared. That was the earliest confirmed connection to the pattern. The Craigslist ads, the burner phones, the petite women bound in burlap and left in the brush along Ocean Parkway, the timeline that investigators built, the profile they constructed, the narrative the public absorbed, all of it, assuming a killing window of roughly 3 years from 07 to 10. Then Jessica Taylor pushed the timeline back a little bit, 2003. Then Valerie Mack pushed it back to 2000. And Sandra Costilla pushed it all the way back to 1993. The Bodyguard had just come out. Sleepless in Seattle was a new movie. Meaning, according to prosecutors, this allegedly went back at least 17 years. Not a compressed burst of violence, not a three-year spree, a span that covers almost two full decades, during which Heuermann allegedly graduated from killing in the early 90s to refining his methods, acquiring burner phones, building digital planning documents, and leaving behind evidence that would take the most advanced forensic technology available to decode. And the implications don't stop at the timeline. If Heuermann was allegedly doing this in 1993, he was doing it before he had children, before the marriage that prosecutors say became his cover. The family whose travel schedule allegedly dictated when he could act, before the suburban facade, before the Massapequa Park house that the prosecution describes as a crime scene. In 1993, according to this theory, he was a young man years away from the life that would eventually make his neighbors describe him as a family man who kept to himself. That raises a question that prosecutors haven't publicly answered and that the defense has no interest in answering. If this started in 93 and are there other victims between Sandra Costilla and Valerie Mack? The next known case is in 2000. It's a 7-year gap. 7 years between the first and second killings for someone prosecutors describe as methodical, compulsive, and driven by documented fantasies of violence. 7 years of inactivity seems rather unlikely. The prosecution hasn't commented on that gap, but you can bet that investigators have thought about it. The planning document the prosecutors say they found on the laptop in Heuermann's basement, the one written in all caps with checklists for before, during, and after each alleged killing, that documents didn't come out of nowhere. Prosecutors have described it as refined, an evolved system. Notes on sleep before the hunt. Reminders to clean the bodies, instructions to destroy evidence, a post-event checklist with entries like burn gloves, dispose of picks, and have a story set. That kind of operational refinement doesn't appear fully formed. It develops, it iterates, it learns from mistakes. In Sandra Costilla's case, if the prosecution is correct, represents the earliest known data point in that evolution. The man prosecutors describe in 2010 with burner phones and digital checklists and a methodology for targeting vulnerable women was, in their theory, a product of years of practice that allegedly began with Sandra. And consider the physical evidence itself. In 1993, there were no burner phones, no Craigslist ads to trace, no digital planning documents to discover on a hard drive. Whatever methodology Heuermann allegedly used that year was analog, in person, face to face, without the electronic trail that would eventually be his undoing decades later. The fact that he allegedly left almost nothing behind in Sandra's case except hair, no digital evidence, no phone records, no internet searches, is itself a data point. It suggests that whatever happened in 1993 happened in a world where the killer had fewer tools and fewer traces. The technology that prosecutors used to build their case against him in the Gilgo 4 murders didn't exist when Sandra died, and the technology that eventually linked him to her death, advanced mitochondrial DNA, didn't exist either. She was killed in a forensic blind spot and sat there for 31 years, longer than her actual life. Sandra came to this country from Trinidad and Tobago. She was living in New York City. She was 28 years old. And that's almost everything the public record tells us about who she was before she was found in the woods of Southampton. The details of her inner life, her relationships, her aspirations, her personality, they aren't in court filings or in the press coverage or in the documentaries. And that's not because those details don't matter. It's because the systems that were supposed to pay attention to her failed. Not just in death, but in memory. There's something profoundly wrong about a case where the accused killer's planning documents get more analysis than the victim's life. Where we know what he allegedly wrote in all caps on a laptop in his basement, the checklists, the reminders, the post-event protocols, but we can't tell you what Sandra Costello liked to do on a Saturday afternoon. That imbalance isn't accidental. It reflects who gets remembered and who gets reduced to a case number. It reflects what the system prioritizes when it finally gets around to paying attention. Of all the charges Heuermann faces, this may be the one built on the thinnest publicly known evidence, and yet the one that reveals the most about how long this allegedly went on. The defense called it a single hair on a shirt. The prosecution calls it a 99.96% DNA match to a man they say went on to kill at least six more women over the next 17 years. The judge called it admissible. And the public is left to sit with the fact that a woman from Trinidad and Tobago had her life taken in the woods of Long Island in 1993, and it took three decades, a complete revolution in forensic technology, and the unraveling of an entirely separate set of murders for anyone to connect her death to a name. Sandra Costello was 28. She deserved better than an unsolved file. She deserved better than being confused with someone else's victims. She deserves better than 30 years of silence. And if the evidence holds, this was the first time in a pattern that wouldn't fully surface for another generation. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in our descriptions. Do you really think he went dark from 93 to 2000? Or do you think there's a whole other set of people, maybe even more than he's already being charged with, just waiting for their names to be recognized and connected to the monster that is Rex Heuermann? Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue it there. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.